can listen to Super Human Radio on mobile, go to the BlackBerry store and download the Radio Bee app. Go to shoutcast.com and search for the Superhuman channel and get started today.
This is the Superhuman channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, 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 it's Casual Friday, and that means I'm in the studio with Elisa Profumo. How you doing, Elisa?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, you almost lost your voice there right before the show.
Yes,
that would be a tragedy.
That would be.
That beautiful voice of yours. Anyway, so we've got a great show planned for you. Actually, today's show is going to have one theme, and I'll tell you why it has one theme. This is especially for the guys out there. I can tell you firsthand that not paying attention to your skin as you age is going to be a real detriment to you. Most of us guys think it's a woman's realm to worry about what her skin looks like. We're men, we're tough, and so on and so forth. But trust me, when you start hitting 40 and 50 years old and your skin doesn't look good, you will regret it. And you will not only regret it, but you will realize that, wow, with just a tiny bit of effort, I could have taken care of my skin and looked more youthful. Let's face it, we talk about anti-aging on the show all the time. And something as innocuous as having to reach for reading glasses drives us crazy because our bodies are strong, we're disease-free. Well, guess what? If your body is strong and you're disease-free, but your skin looks like that of an 80-year-old, you're not going to be happy. And granted, if you follow the edicts on this show, you're going to easily live to 80, 90, or maybe 100. So, with that being said, what's that?
You said 40s and 50s, and actually the first age of signing with your, the first signs of aging with your skin occurs in your 30s.
Really?
Yes.
But most of us don't pay attention at our 30s, do we?
No, we don't.
Now, not to segue off, but we are to our good friends and listeners across the pond in the UK. They just married off two new royals this morning, correct?
Prince William and Kate. And well, actually, Catherine now. She's no longer going to be called Kate.
I know. Isn't that a shame? There's no familiarity anymore.
No, I like Catherine.
Okay. And I have to say that you are probably considered a royal watcher. You have spent years studying the British monarchy all the way back past the Tudor dynasty, correct?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. And you really are enthralled by the whole majesty of royalty, aren't you?
I am.
Okay. And so
partly because I've studied it and I have a fascination for it, and that's part of it because I know about it.
Right. Okay. All right. So now, getting back to skin, we looked at Prince, what's his name this morning?
William.
William Arthur Philip Louis is actually all four of his names. See,
do you know his last name?
Actually, I do now, but I didn't this morning.
And how come you know it now?
Because I looked it up on the internet. That's why. But I didn't know. I knew that he is part of the Windsor dynasty.
Right.
You know, the Windsor.
And King Henry was part of which house?
The Tudor.
Yes.
Right. But lo and behold, all their names are Windsor, apparently. Well, actually, correct me. There's a hyphen.
It's the House of Windsor.
But Queen Elizabeth's real last name is
Windsor, and Philip, her husband, is Mountbatten. So they did Mountbatten hyphen Windsor.
So the Windsor name is more important. They put it on the end.
Well, it's the House of Windsor.
So getting back to my question, now you watched, unbeknownst to our listeners, you got up very early this morning, not at 4 a.m., but at 6 a.m. to watch the wedding. Plus, you taped everything,
well,
so you can go back and watch it later.
I got up just, there's been so much hype about it, I wanted to at least watch her walk down the aisle and, you know, see what her dress looked like. I'm a girl.
Okay. Now, Prince Philip, right? Is that his name?
Philip. No. Yes, Philip. You keep asking. It's
okay.
Philip. Harry's the younger, more devious
one. And I actually like Harry because that's why, because he looks like he's up to no good.
He's so cute.
Yeah, okay. But Prince Philip, how old is he?
29.
Don't you think he looked older? Was it just because of the thinning hair?
Maybe it's because of that, because his skin, from what we could see on television, looked nice, and so did Catherine's.
So do you think that the royals have advisors who help them with their skin? Because, you know, Prince Charles's skin looks pretty good. The guy is what?
Well, did you see their father, Philip? He's 90 years old.
I mean, again, these people age really well. They've got to be taking care of themselves.
They have to be. And Queen Elizabeth is 85, I think.
And she, look at her skin.
They look great.
Okay. So could it be that the royals have genetically predisposed to slower aging, or is it that they just take such darn good care of themselves? I heard this morning that Prince Charles doesn't even put his own toothpaste on his toothbrush.
Well, that's a bit ridiculous.
I wonder if he wipes himself. That begs the question. Maybe one of our fans in the UK can let us know if the royalty wipes themselves or they have people who wipe them.
Well, I also heard that Prince William and Catherine are going to be living for a year and a half. They get to live on their own before he starts his royal duties. They won't have any staff members. They're going to live alone. She'll take care of him, basically cook and do the things that they would have the
like
staff members doing, like normal people.
Right. But then in a year and a half, they go from being normal people to royals, where people are putting toothpaste on their toothbrush for them.
I don't know if everyone does that, but
I hope that they don't. I hope they change the approach.
They seem down to earth.
Yeah.
Actually, I know I heard where Prince William went to the church early so he could mingle with people and talk to them. And they're going to have a disco tonight for their friends. I think they said it was going to be at the palace.
Right.
Which I think
right.
is really cool.
Yeah. They're going to, maybe they'll bring the new monarchy in. You know what I mean? Sensitive to the average person monarchy instead of one that still is so, I mean, because it baffles me. I mean, the UK is having some of the same financial problems we're having here in the United States. And then you look at the ornate over the top expenses that they spend to marry these two people off. And it makes you think to yourself, wow, where are their priorities? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, getting back to it. So he has nice skin. He's going to be 30. He's at that point where men start to really start paying attention to their skin. Now, one of the mistakes that most guys make is they get married and they think, okay, I'm married. I've already got my wife. I really don't have to keep up with the things that I did to entice her to want me, like taking care of my body, working out every day, eating right, romancing her and so on. And one of the things they let go is taking care of their skin. Because I think when guys are young, they probably take care of their skin a little bit better than when they get older.
Did you?
I did. Okay. When I say take care of my skin, I think I was probably more metrosexual when I was in my 20s. Then once I got married and had children, it was like I didn't even consider myself anymore. There were many nights that I went to sleep without washing my face.
That's a no-no.
I know.
It's
exactly.
A really big no-no.
So the message I want to send to the guys out there who are married and think, well, you know what? I don't have to take care of my skin because I'm not going to have to show this skin to anybody someday. Just want to remind you that the divorce rate in the United States is 50%.
Well, and it's just not about being married. I mean, single people need to take care of their skin too. Let's face it.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that a lot of people, when they get married, they feel like, you know what? I've caught my
bride.
Well,
women too. I mean, everybody fits into
that
category.
They fall apart. Right.
Not all people. I mean, you're generalizing here, but yes.
A lot of people.
Okay.
And what I'm saying is don't fall prey to falling apart just because you're complacent and in a happy relationship. Continue to take care of yourself. And if you haven't been taking care of your skin, now is the time. Because if you don't start now, years from now, you will regret it.
Okay, so in your 20s, it's when you're mostly need like preventative things. There's no signs of aging yet. And then in your 30s, as I said earlier, that's when the aging starts to begin.
Does it show up? What does aging look like in your 30s? Because most of us probably ignore it.
Fine lines.
Yeah. And most of us do ignore it, I'm sure.
Fine lines around the eyes and the mouth, basically.
Right.
Okay. And then in your 40s, that's when the lines are a little bit more pronounced.
Right.
And wrinkles begin because the elasticity of the skin changes in your 40s.
Right. And let's talk why for just a second. We talk about hormones on this show all the time.
Right.
And hormones are messengers telling the body that it's thriving and growing. And when hormones start to dip, it tells the body, there's no need to keep repairing. We're not going to be lasting much longer anyway. And so the message becomes, don't waste all those resources on repairing the skin any longer. I mean, women who go on hormone replacement therapy younger tend to maintain their skin better, don't develop spider veins in their legs and all these other things. So we know hormones play a role in helping the skin stay youthful.
That's very true. Yeah. And also, your cells retain less water in your 40s. So hydration, 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 hydration from the inside out, water and moisturizers.
How much water do you think, or you've done a lot of research, do we have to drink 2 gallons a day?
Half a gallon of water is a good start.
And that's probably, let's see, what is there? Is there 120 ounces in a gallon?
Mm-hmm.
So 10 glasses would be 80. So, yeah, that's like 6 glasses of water a day, 5 glasses of water. That's
nothing.
Not a lot. Yeah,
that's
it's not
nothing.
A lot at all.
No.
And I would imagine most of my audience is drinking more than that now.
Right.
Especially if you're consuming high amounts of protein, you got to drink more water.
Why?
Because protein is a natural diuretic. It leaches water. The kidneys need water to process protein. And so if you're not drinking enough water, you're going to urinate a lot more often. You're going to become dehydrated a lot faster.
Hmm.
So you have to increase your water intake when you increase your protein intake.
And how do you know if you're dehydrated?
Well, there's a lot of people who say you can look at your skin and tell if you're dehydrated. Uh-huh. If it doesn't have a glow to it, if it starts to get gray looking and pasty, you could be dehydrated. My rule of thumb is I take B vitamins in the morning.
Uh-huh.
If my urine is a really, really dark orange, like really orange, I'm not drinking enough water. If my urine is a bright yellow, almost like antifreeze color, then I'm drinking enough water. And that's the rule I go by personally.
Interesting. Okay, and then in your 50s, it's when you'll see the same changes as you do when you're in your 40s, but they're intensified. And you need profuse hydration in your 50s.
Profuse hydration.
Yes.
But that hydration doesn't necessarily have to just come from the outside of the body. It can come from within the body. I'm sorry, I reverse that. We're talking about drinking water. Hydration can also come from the outside of the body.
Right, moisturization.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I want to get into skin basics. The skin is an amazing organ. It is the largest organ of your body. And I'm telling you, it's like a city of factories all put together. Every square inch of your skin is more complex, more intricate, and works harder than any other square inch of your body, and perhaps even your brain. So stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See Eye Drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See Eye Drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at Need to Build Muscle.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks.
The new, quieter Urethane Series Power Blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse. CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
I like that song.
Yeah, it's a great song. Okay. You can't talk about the skin without understanding this amazing layer of factories and processes that really contribute to everything, even hormonal conversions, like the conversion of growth hormone to IGF-1. And thyroid hormone and so on and so forth. I mean, we really can't, if you're not paying attention to your skin, you're really not getting everything out of what you're doing for your body, that you can. Okay. So with that being said, let's talk about the skin just a little bit. At the very, very top of the skin.
Can I say one
thing
first?
Yes, of course, please.
Your skin is like a bellwether for your overall health.
Really?
And I think it shows through in your skin tone and your complexion and how it, if it shines or if it's just dull and gray, like you were saying earlier.
Right. And that's probably an example of what's going on inside your body.
Exactly.
Then. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a good point. That's a really good point. The stratum corneum is the layer, the very, very first layer that you can touch with your fingers if you touch your skin. It's actually like a series of tiles that are designed to allow the skin to breathe and absorb from the outside. The stratum corneum is really an amazing layer. I've done a lot of research into the stratum corneum because I did a lot of research into transdermals. And in order to deliver a drug through the skin, you have to understand what causes the stratum corneum to let the drugs in. What agents actually make the edges of the tiles kind of warp so that there's spaces and things can get in. But the stratum corneum is a very, very intelligent layer of skin. And it really is responsible for allowing the skin to function properly.
So what happens when that stratum corneum gets like dead? Because the skin has a 28-day life cycle. Excuse me. So what happens when that skin starts to die?
Well, what happens is the stratum corneum becomes blocked up. It can't do its job. So you have these tiles that are covered by other tiles.
Uh-huh.
And you can't get through to the spaces in between that you want. So things in the body that must come out can't get out. And things in the body that you want to come in can't get in.
I see.
And this is where there's a lot of talk. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of the discussion about skincare always revolves around women because they're more interested in taking care of their skin than men. But this is where exfoliation comes in.
Right.
Now, you pointed something out very interestingly. It is said that men develop less wrinkles in their face because
shaving.
They shave.
Yeah. Well, and when you think about it, when you shave, you exfoliate your skin every day through shaving.
In fact, Isn't it a process that's offered by dermatologists that's very similar to shaving?
Dermaplaning.
Dermaplaning.
For women, it's called dermaplaning.
And what do they do? You go in and what happens?
They just take, it's like a straight blade razor, basically, and they dermaplane your skin, which is, in essence, shaving your skin.
They just scrape your skin?
Mm-hmm. Yep, they scrape that top layer, the stratum corneum. They just scrape that right off.
Right, and they get all the dead skin off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this
and there's another process which we'll talk about in a few minutes. Excuse me, is microdermabrasion.
Right, and I want to talk.
I'm a big fan of, and we'll talk about that later.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, the guys out there, you need to think about doing these things that we're talking about. I've done them. I'm doing them now, and believe me, it makes a huge difference to the way you see yourself. Never mind the way other people see you.
Well, when you exfoliate that top layer, then it allows the lotion or moisturizer that you put on your skin. It allows that to soak through to the other layers, and you can take advantage of whatever it is that's the active ingredient in that moisturizer.
Which takes me to the next topic. In between the epidermis and the stratum corneum, there is a small layer right below the pigment layer that is thought to be responsible for allowing the skin to function properly. And interestingly enough, it is in this layer resides three very important components. They are all lipids, by the way. Cholesterol, essential fatty acids, and something called ceramides, which is now the big topic amongst the dermal community, correct?
Yes.
And I mean, everything has ceramides in it today.
Mm-hmm.
And ceramides are understood to be these lamellars of tissue or fat that allow the skin below it to stay saturated and moisturized and so on and so forth so that it can function properly.
Now, can't you take an oral ceramide as well?
And actually, it's funny you should say that, because the big thing right now is topical ceramides.
Uh-huh.
Right? That you've shown me products that are like $125 a bottle that contain ceramides.
Well, Elizabeth Arden makes a ceramide that comes in a little capsule that you, like a vitamin E capsule sort of, that you can puncture and put it onto your skin.
Right. But Life Extension Foundation has done a lot of research into ceramides, and what they've discovered is that ceramides work best when they come from inside the body and migrate out to the skin. When you put them on top of the skin, they somehow become denatured and less effective, and they don't go where they're supposed to go. They just lay on top of the skin and die off.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so there's a consensus now out there that if you are using ceramides, you need to put them in your mouth in order to get them to your skin.
So are you saying to eat the capsules?
Well, I don't know about that. Those might not be suitable for oral delivery, but yes, getting ceramide. There are oral ceramides now. I know Life Extension Foundation has one. There's a couple groups out there that are now understanding the science better, and they're starting to produce orally delivered ceramides.
Hmm.
Now, don't forget the other two things we talked about, essential fatty acids and cholesterol.
Right.
Think about all the people on statin drugs. Their skin always looks terrible.
It kind of has a gray tone to it.
And they age faster. For mm-hmm. One of the reasons that they age faster when we talk about the skin is because by downregulating cholesterol, you cannot give the skin what it needs to keep itself rebuilding. And then fat. Everybody's fat phobic. Nobody wants to eat fat. Oh, I don't want to eat fat. Well, guess what? If you're not getting enough fat in your diet, your skin's going to suffer.
I tell you what, my ancestors, like my aunt over in Italy, they eat a ton of olive oil, and she has beautiful skin. Beautiful.
Well, don't they? What?
Ever since I visited there, I've been using olive oil on my skin. I'll take a bath in it in the wintertime if it's really dry inside from the heat.
Right.
I put olive oil in my bath and soak in it, and I apply it topically sometimes as well. I don't do that in the summertime, but
it's really thick
because it's so thick. Correct. But I've been known to put it on my face before, and it just is. It's wonderful.
Another amazing topical oil I've learned is coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
Coconut oil softens anything on your body, any skin on your body. It just softens it.
Got a big tub of that from Dr. Rouse.
I know. I told him that.
Putting that on my skin.
I know. I said I can now bathe in coconut oil if I want to. So, but yes, coconut oil is another one of those amazing fatty acids that helps the skin. I learned about coconut oil because my daughter had severe eczema, and a dermatologist told us, if you can afford it, coconut oil is the best thing, and it is expensive to apply. But you know what? You put it on, and in a couple days, the dry skin just goes away.
Hmm.
So if you have dry patches on your body, try rubbing some coconut oil on it.
Interesting.
Okay. All right, so we're getting too far away.
Okay, back to the
okay.
The
and then the other layers of the skin are really where the factories reside. What the skin is doing, producing hormones and secretions and so on, and that's the dermis and the hypodermis. The hypodermis is predominantly fat, and in there you have hair follicles and sebaceous glands and so on and so
forth. Sweat, yes,
yeah.
Sweat glands.
But we're not going to talk about all the factories right now. We want to talk about how to take care of the important part of the skin, which will then in turn allow the factory in the skin to work better.
Okay.
So why don't we talk about the things that you can do topically to your skin? Or you want to talk about nutrition first? I take that back.
No, let's talk about the five things that you need that your skin needs every day.
Okay, what are they?
Okay, the first one and most importantly is cleansing of your skin.
Okay.
Okay. And you should do that every night and every I cleanse my skin every night and every morning. Women wear makeup, so we need to remove our makeup before we go to bed. But guys, still, especially you're in the gym, you're sweating, you need to cleanse those pores and get rid of that top layer of
dead skin
and, pollution, you're outside.
Bingo. Because the stratum corneum may let some of that stuff in, get it off. Why leave it there?
Exactly. And, one great thing for your skin is the sauna, which we can go into the benefits of sauna and detoxification in a while, but that gets rid of so much out of your pores and keeps them from clogging.
Right.
And as you age, your pores get larger.
Right.
So.
Right. So washing your face, guys. How many of you guys out there don't wash your face before you go to bed? Raise your hands. Oh my God, I'm shocked at you. Okay. So, no, but really, I didn't for years. I didn't bother washing my face at night before going to bed.
What, did you wash it after you left the gym?
I usually showered after I left the gym and I washed my face in the shower.
Okay.
But then again, I did another one of the no-nos that you'll talk about later as far as what I used to wash my face. But
did
anyway,
you use soap on your face?
Not only soap, but I used the same soap on my face that I used on my body, the bath gel that was supplied in the shower at the gym.
That's a no-no.
Tell me about it. Now I know. Okay, so.
So soap products are really too harsh. The soap that you use on your body is way too harsh for your face.
Okay.
Okay. And it's debatable if you should be using that bar soap on your body. I only use Dove soap, and that's it.
Because it's 1/4 cleansing cream.
It has moisturizers in it. But Peter just actually sent us a shower gel that I've started using that smells like vanilla, I think. It's really nice.
It's all organic. It's all natural. It has nothing, no chemicals in it whatsoever. And it's great stuff. It makes a great lather.
Exactly. I haven't used soap on my face since I was a child.
Really?
I've got really sensitive skin, and my mother took me to a doctor, not even a dermatologist, when I was young. I mean, I don't even think I was 10 years old yet.
Right.
And the doctors told her never to use soap on my face. And ever since that time, I haven't used it.
So it actually did you a big favor, because you, one of the things that most people comment about, even Carmela Cierzo said it just from your photo, and people don't even realize how beautiful your skin is until they meet you in person, but everybody who meets you always says, my God, your skin is so beautiful. Well, that encounter may have saved you a lot of grief with your skin.
That plus taking care of it through the years, yes.
Right.
And I had a mother who was very adamant about, sunscreen on my face. I use sunscreen and have used sunscreen on my face most of my life.
Right.
At least a 20, by the way. You should use at least 20. I know you don't like sunscreen.
I don't like sunscreen because it's one of the things I think you can absorb. But I think there are sunscreens out there that are more acceptable than others. But we'll talk about that later. Okay, so not using soap on your face is critical.
Right.
So what can
you
use?
And then picking a cleanser that's right for your skin type, because some people have oily skin, some people have dry skin. So make sure that you pick the cleanser that's correct for your skin
type.
But
what if you're like me? You've got oily skin on your forehead.
You have T-zone. The T-zone is what it's called.
Yeah.
You probably would get something kind of in between that could be used. I would say from normal to dry skin. You wouldn't want to use the oily.
You know what I like? I love Neutrogena products. I buy the Neutrogena face washes. They have a couple of them. One of them is an abrasive, like for exfoliating. The other one can be used as a mask or a daily wash, and it doesn't have anything in it, but it's like a clay feeling to it when you put it on.
Mm-hmm.
And I like those because when I'm done washing my face with them, I notice that my face doesn't look shiny.
Right.
you know, but it feels really clean, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I've started using the Neutrogena products. So guys out there, you go to Walgreens and Neutrogena is cheap stuff. I mean,
well, and they, I think Nivea makes a line in the drugstores as well for men that's pretty inexpensive
right.
as well.
Okay.
And if you have oily skin, you might benefit from some type of an acidic cleanser.
Now, back in the day, they used to use like lemon juice and other stuff to do like their own, your own home
natural
astringent
home remedies.
And stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? Is that a good idea? That a bad idea?
I've never put lemon juice on my face. I know women put it in their hair to make it bleach out when they're in the sun.
Oh, then I wouldn't put it in on my face then at all.
Well, it might burn, don't you think?
What about mayonnaise? Remember when women used to put mayonnaise on their faces?
Do you think it was the fat that maybe did something?
I don't know.
I've never put mayo on my face either.
Okay. Okay. All right. What's
okay.
the next tip?
And so just make sure when you're cleansing your face to massage it in for about 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
I'm sorry, 20 seconds.
I was going to say, wait a minute. Now you lost me. If I got to do that for 20 minutes, I don't have time to do anything
Boy,
else.
I'm real excited about cleansing
yeah.
my face.
Yeah.
20
okay.
seconds.
20 seconds. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then exfoliate your skin once to twice a week.
Okay. Now,
and not just your face, but your body as well.
Okay, we'll talk about that in just a second, because we're talking about the face right now. We want to talk about the body, because the skin is more than just the face. But let's go back to the face. You pointed out that I was exfoliating too frequently, right?
Yes, I did.
I was exfoliating every day.
Yes, that's too much.
I was using the Neutrogena exfoliating wash that has like granules of stuff in it, and I was really rubbing it in my. I mean, I was like I was sanding a piece of wood. I would think, oh, I've got to really give. That's another thing about the face. You got to be careful. You can't treat it too rough, can you?
No, you have to be very gentle with it.
Yeah. But the body is different. The body's different, right? You could be rough with it. Use brushes and stuff on the
body.
Well,
the face, the back of your hands, and your chest.
Upper chest.
That's, and your upper chest. That's where, when you age, those are going to show your first signs of aging.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. Let's go. Want to talk about the body now? What can you use on your body to wash?
Well, you can use, like I said, you can use either bar soap or liquid soap.
That's okay
I think
for the
liquid
body.
Is less processed than bar.
Right.
So.
What about brushes, you know, loofahs? People have these exfoliating gloves.
I use exfoliating gloves.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So are they good to use on your body?
They are. Just make sure that you replace them often, because mold and mildew can build up on them and in them. And
from the dead skin.
Like loofah, you can't really put the loofah in the dishwasher or anything. So,
right.
But the gloves, I replace them every couple months.
Right.
I do.
So, and do you, and is the same rule of exfoliation for the face applied to the body once a week, twice a week maximum? And that's
yes.
it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. And then, so the next important thing for your skin is hydration, water.
Okay. All right.
Water.
Let's talk about, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
So we can stay on the clock here. When we come back, we're going to talk about hydration. And it's more than just drinking water, but we're going to talk about that, too. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. I am going to make you younger, inside and out. Elise is going to teach us how to look younger on the from the outside, because she has the secrets.
She does.
She's got beautiful skin. Oh, my God. You've got amazing
you.
Skin.
Thank you.
All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at Primordial CardioPerformance.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
You and I, we may look the same, but we are very far apart. There's bullet holes where my compassion used to be, and there is violence in my heart.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. You know, I know guys out there think this isn't important, but trust me, when you get to be 40 years old, you're going to wish you took care of your skin. Okay. So, before we go into hydration, I want to just go back and talk about something else that we really missed on.
When we were talking about cleaning your face.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
a couple things I'd like to talk about.
Okay. Go ahead.
First is, there's a product called a Clarisonic. It's a sonic cleaner. Remember we talked about before the toothbrush, the Sonicare, which is a sonic cleaner?
Right.
They have a sonic cleaner for your face as well. Okay. As well. It's called, and they have, Clarisonic is just a name brand, but they have lesser expensive ones that you can get at the drugstores. I happen to use the Clarisonic.
Okay.
And it's a little brush, a rotary brush that you use on your face to cleanse your face. It removes dead skin. It also cleanses the pores. When you cleanse your pores out, it keeps your pores from getting larger as you age.
Okay. Because let's face it, the pores get larger when they're clogged.
That's
correct. They still have to get stuff out. So they have to open up wider to make room to get stuff out to overcome the clog.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping them clean keeps them from enlarging. That's an amazing point.
Right.
Wow.
So the Clarisonic cleaner is just as it's a sonic cleaner that removes, you know,
debris
and things like that. Right. And
Now the Clarisonic is exfoliating, correct?
Yes.
But is that something you can use daily? It's not as abrasive as an exfoliating wash.
No, those granules are different. This is just, you can actually get a softer brush so that it doesn't remove and exfoliate like the exfoliating grains do.
Right. Okay. I got you. And so you could probably think of it as exfoliating washes are more abrasive. So you use those twice a week and you use a Clarisonic to wash your face with at night to maintain the lack of dead skin laying on you.
Right. And it will actually cleanse for 1 minute. So,
right. Yeah. You're done.
Not 20. Like
not 20 minutes. Okay.
Like I said earlier. And then basically when you put your moisturizer on before you go to bed, after you use your Clarisonic, then the skin is able to absorb whatever nutrients are in that moisturizer better.
Right. Right. Very good. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And the other thing, that there was something else that you wanted to talk about in that realm as well, which was the microdermabrasion.
The microdermabrasion,
which I've been going for them. And actually, I went for my first microdermabrasion and chemical peel when I was living in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally, when I looked at my face, I was like, God, why haven't I been doing this more often? And so, but you've been going for microdermabrasions for a very long time, right?
No, not that long. Only about a year.
Oh, that's all?
That's all.
Okay, but you go how often?
I go once a month.
Once a month.
And remember the 28-day life cycle of the skin.
Right.
So I go once a month to remove the dead skin.
Right.
I'm lucky that I have a friend that's an esthetician. And so, because microderm is not cheap, and not everybody can afford to do that once a month. So I'm lucky that I have a friend that does it.
So she makes it cost effective for you to go once a month.
Yes, and she happens to be very good at what she does.
What do microdermabrasions generally cost if you don't have a friend that's an esthetician?
Probably between $100 and $200.
Right, right. And you're paying less than those prices, obviously.
Right. So for those of you who don't know what microderm is, it's a procedure that actually removes the surface layer of the skin, or that epidermis.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And it used to be tiny grains that would buff it away, but now they have a new machine out that has a diamond tip on it. And I've had both, and I actually like the diamond tip better because all those grains don't get all over your face up your nose.
Right. And interestingly enough, microdermabrasion to me is like vacuuming a rug because it sucks at the same time. So while they're scraping along your face and breaking the dead skin away from the surface of the face, it gets sucked up into the machine.
Right.
And I've actually, your friend Trish has shown me the pad.
The skin. Oh, the pad.
And the filter. She go, this is what I just took off your skin. And I'm telling you, it's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
And I didn't believe her one time. And the next time I said, show me the filter now before you do me. And it was white and clean like cotton. And then I said, let me see it. And it was disgusting. It was this gray clay looking, yuck. And mm-hmm. I thought to myself, that was on my face?
Yeah. And also she'll do your neck, and then which shows signs of aging.
Right.
And she does your chest and the back of your hands as well.
Wow.
And I've actually had it done. I hate to admit this, but I was going to a black tie event and I was wearing a backless dress.
Right.
So she did my back.
Wow.
And it just makes your skin look so beautiful after
right.
it's done.
Right, right.
And it just removes that top layer, so you're just a little pink. But what that allows is now when you're putting your moisturizer on, if it has whatever it has in it, retin A or vitamin C, your skin is going to absorb that.
Right, right. Okay. So guys, don't be afraid of seeking out a microdermabrasion every now and again.
Okay, but let me just say, make sure you go to someone who's good because, you know, it is a procedure, and if they don't do it properly, it can damage your skin.
Right.
Okay.
So that's a referral thing. You probably need to find someone who's gone to someone already and ask them how this person is.
Well, because the vacuum that they use, one of the side effects is that it can cause blemishes or uneven skin tone because of that vacuum. And if
right.
they do it around the lip area, it's really susceptible, or around the eye area, it's very susceptible too.
Okay.
All
right. So now we're going to move on to hydration, correct?
Yes.
Okay. But we talked about water already, right?
Yes.
So we know you got to drink a lot of water. Half a gallon a day is nothing. You should be drinking at least a half gallon a day of water. But what about hydrating the skin from the outside in?
Right. Moisturizers.
Okay.
You want to use a lotion or a cream. The creams that are in jars mm-hmm. are heavier.
Right.
Okay, and a lotion obviously is lighter. To get it through the pump, it's going to be lighter.
Right.
So you have to use something. Night cream is what you need to use before you go to bed at night. It's right. thicker and heavier, and it's going to – that's when your skin is – and your cells are renewing themselves.
Right.
Right.
So you should – so the critical time for guys to put their cream on is at night before they go to bed.
Before you go to bed. And really you should use an eye cream – separate from the cream on your face because your eye skin is a lot more
sensitive.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And bring it down to your neck and to your chest.
Yeah, there you go. So don't stop at your face. You know, there was a period of time when I was taking care of myself that I used to put cocoa butter all over my body and then put my pajamas on and socks on and go to sleep. And when I would wake up in the morning, my skin would look so good
because
it was hydrated all night long while I was sleeping. It got absorbed.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a good move. Okay, what other tips do you have?
For the moisturizing?
The hydration, yeah. Anything else?
No. Okay. You know, there's the different skins.
Do you have to do it every day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, sometimes if I take a shower twice a day, I do it. Because when you're taking a shower with hot water or a bath with hot water, you're drying your skin out. So I always, if I take two showers a day, I hydrate twice a day.
But it only takes less than a minute to put the lotions on, right?
I mean,
guys are probably thinking, oh, I got to do this every day now. It's not that big of a deal.
And you can get some really good lotions like at Target, the Nivea that has the CoQ10 in it that's going to moisturize and add a little bit of nutrient at the same time.
Well, and antioxidants, which we're going to talk about later.
Yes,
anyway. But yes. Yeah, so get yourself a Nivea or some sort of a good
Aveeno.
Aveeno is a good product, and just rub it on every day. That's it.
That's it. I mean,
and you know what? If you don't care about yourself, if you don't care enough about yourself to take care of your skin,
then what? I mean, it's so cheap to go buy an $8 bottle of lotion. And then, oh, another thing I wanted to talk about is women, when some guys shave their legs too. So
My audience probably shaves their body.
So when you're going to shave, just buy cheap moisturizer and put a layer of that moisturizer on over, because it's going to help protect your skin, first of all. And then it's also going to help to remove that layer of hair, and it's going to come off easier.
So in other words, if I'm shaving my face, I should put some lotion on first before I put the shaving cream on?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that'll keep me from getting razor burn.
It does.
Wow.
So just put a thin layer of moisturizer on wherever you're going to shave, if it's your arms, your legs, your face, whatever. And
I'm smiling.
You're smiling at me.
There's other spots to shave too, obviously. If I put lotion on there, I may get wrapped up in putting lotion on for a little while.
And then just, you know, put your shave gel on or shave cream, whatever you use.
Right.
So I think that's a great idea.
That's
great
a good
idea.
Tip right there, because I get terrible razor burn, especially above my lip. And my upper lip gets all red when I shave.
Just put a little moisturizer on
first. I'm going to try that today. I'm going to try it today, actually. Okay, so where do we go from there? I think
essential fatty acids.
Ah, but wait a minute. I can't eat fat. I'm trying to get lean. Ha ha. I love that people are fat phobic. I really do.
Why?
Well, because it makes no sense. And fat is a critical part of the body. I mean, it's a critical part of the metabolism.
And they also make your skin look good, too, from the inside out.
That's true. That's true.
So, I mean, we'll talk about the nutrition, the walnuts and the spinach, and how you can get your...
But make sure that you're getting all the essential fatty acids.
Essential fatty acids.
Yeah,
and if, just on a side note, the essential fatty acids will make your hair shiny, they make your nails grow and look better.
Cool.
And besides your skin.
Okay. All right.
And the next one is sun protection, and I know you don't like sunscreen.
I don't like sunscreen. I don't believe in sunscreen. I think that sunscreens can be dangerous. There are some sunscreens out there that use... agents to block the sun that actually are more dangerous when they're absorbed by your body than the sun that you're trying to protect. Number two, there's a lot of evidence that using those types of sun, I'm all for sun exposure reduction as opposed to sunscreen. And here's what I mean.
Explain that.
Okay, here's what I mean by that. Sunscreens typically do not block. Okay, let's say you have an area on your body of 1 foot by 1 foot. And let's say the amount of sun that's incident on that area is 100%. Sunscreens don't block a percentage of it uniformly. They just block certain wavelengths of sun. Okay?
Okay.
And because, you know, they say, oh, well, the UVA rays and the UVB rays. And no. You know what? The body needs the whole... the whole photon from sun, everything that's in there, it needs that for reactions in the body, vitamin D production, and everything else that goes along with it, stimulation of the melanocortin system.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
Okay, so then why not just put the sunscreen on your face and your chest and your back of your hands and then leave the rest of your body?
I would use sunscreen if I knew that it was a sunscreen that was blocking the sun by occluding the sun, the way clothing does, through occlusion, as opposed to some sort of chemical reaction, because I don't want those chemicals being absorbed by the stratum corneum of my face so close to my brain. That's just my opinion. Now, maybe, you know, everybody's probably thinking, oh, Carl, you're crazy.
Maybe that's what's wrong with me, because I've been using a 20 tinted moisturizer sun protector for a long time. It's affected my brain.
I don't think there's anything wrong with your brain, honey. But anyway, but again, you know, my point being that I'm all for sun occluding processes, like clothing, wearing a hat, you know, because I was a sun worshiper, as you can tell from my skin.
Exactly. My point.
Yes, I understand that.
I'm not.
But you know what? The benefits of the sun sometimes may outweigh the dangers looking better,
uh-huh.
aesthetics. So
right.
Anyway, but okay, so let's talk about UV. What does UV do to the skin?
The ultraviolet rays
right.
or the wrinkling
occurs.
Yeah, that's what causes your skin to wrinkle.
Okay. Like, and you see people, you see these old women who live in Florida, they look like leather.
Okay,
right?
Remember the movie Something About Mary and the old woman in that movie?
Wasn't her name Madge or
I think so.
Myra or started
and
with an
she's
M.
She's laying in the sun with that reflector over her face and her skin looks like leather. And I think about that every time when somebody says a leather looking person.
Right.
I think about her, the woman
right.
from Something About
yeah,
Mary.
Right, exactly. Well, I you know what? I have to confess, I've used one of those reflectors in my life.
Have you?
Yes.
As you and George Hamilton.
I used to be an avid sun worshiper. When I lived in Las Vegas, I spent every single day for at least an hour or two laying in the sun at the pool.
Every day?
Every day. And I was so dark that one time I came back to New York to visit my mother, and she told me that I looked like an African-American person. She says, you look African-American. I wouldn't even recognize you on the street. That's how dark I got.
Interesting.
So I was a sun worshiper. There's no doubt about it.
Okay.
I don't do it anymore to the degree because my skin is pretty much damaged from it. I mean, I have a lot of wrinkling and stuff as a result of it, but I will tell you that I think the sun is a good thing.
I like the sun. Okay. I love the sun. I love being outdoors in the sun.
So what can you do if you don't want to use sunblocks?
Well, you can wear a hat. Yeah. And there's also a new line of clothing out that has sun protection in it.
Really? Well, how so? I mean, is the weave of the material blocks the sun? Or doesn't all clothing block the sun?
I don't think so, because I read on this Fashion Line's website that a regular T-shirt, a white T-shirt, man's T-shirt, only has a UPF of 5.
A UPF. They're using a different terminology instead of SPF.
Okay. Instead of SPF.
But I mean, if you have a shirt over that, then maybe you have a UPF of 40. I mean, but I guess basically what they're doing is they're giving you a rating system on their clothing. They're saying this clothing blocks this much sun.
Yes.
Because I remember what was really popular in Las Vegas when I lived there were bathing suits that didn't block the sun. No, I remember this. Women's bikinis. They had a line of women's bikinis at iMagnon stores in Las Vegas that mostly were animal prints that were so sheer, but you couldn't see through them. But they were so sheer that the idea behind them was no tan lines, even though you're wearing a bikini.
Wow.
So that
interesting.
Had, I mean, that had a magnification SPF, UPF.
Well, anyway, so the line of the clothing is called Mott 50.
Interesting. And so they have a rating system on their clothing that tells you how much sun it's blocking.
Yes, and they have floppy hats, T-shirts, tunics, and that prevents the UVA rays from getting in.
Yeah. Well, are we gonna talk more about UV? Or are we pretty
no.
much covered? Okay. Before we go into this break, I have to just mention that have you ever sunbathed ever in your life?
Oh yes.
Okay.
Have you ever
sunbathed nude?
No.
I made the terrible mistake of when I first moved to Las Vegas, I had a beautiful pool in my backyard and a beautiful raft, and this is around the time when that Jay Giles album came out. And I remember blasting Jay Giles, and I was drinking margaritas, and I was laying in the pool. And I thought, you know, it's my pool. I've got this beautiful security wall around me. I'm going to take my bathing trunks off and lay here naked. And I fell asleep. And let me tell you, there is no sunburn in the world worse than burning your private parts. Take that one from me. If you definitely are going to sunbathe nude, you do want to use some kind of sunblock on your private parts for sure. Okay? So
okay.
We'll just leave the UV there. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine Natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bovine Natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbells.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Okay. So what are we going to talk about now, Alisa Profumo, queen with beautiful skin? The queen of beautiful skin.
We're going to talk about antioxidants and nutrition.
Nutrition, antioxidants. Okay, so yes. Here we come back to antioxidants again, huh?
Yes. It always goes back to antioxidants.
Isn't that amazing? Oxidative stress is what ages us, I guess.
And let me say that, you know, a lot of the lotions that you can get have antioxidants in them, so you can apply them topically. But more importantly, getting it through your diet as well.
Okay. So you want to talk about diet first or other antioxidants?
Sure. Diet.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Take it away.
Take it away.
Vitamin C helps your skin rebuild collagen, plumping your skin and making it look tighter.
In fact, vitamin C is so successful at increasing collagen production that about 2 or 3 years ago, as a result of a research study, now just about all plastic surgeons now use ascorbic acid in the irrigation fluid that they use when they're doing liposuction. You know, when they do liposuction, the cannula squirts a fluid in under the skin and then sucks it back out. And the idea is that the fluid kind of puffs up the skin and then it pulls the fat cells with it and sucks it all back out. Well, they found out when they added ascorbic acid, vitamin C, to the irrigation fluid, that the skin tightened up so much faster. And when they researched why, they realized that it increased collagen production so much dramatically faster under the skin that the healing process occurred better.
Wow.
So, yes, vitamin C is very powerful. What other supplements help increase collagen?
Well, I just wanted to say you can get it through a supplement, or you can also, if you eat fruit like blueberries and pomegranate, and I think kiwi is very high in vitamin C as well.
Yeah. Okay.
But I've been drinking that emergency that has 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C in it.
Mm-hmm.
I drink one of those every single day.
Yeah, that's really good. What other supplements help with
vitamin E?
Vitamin E. So there's another antioxidant.
Another antioxidant. Were you bored with my vitamin C?
No. No, not at all. But
okay,
I mean,
vitamin E. And you can apply vitamin E topically from an oil.
Mm-hmm. Which is what you do on some parts of your body, right?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Okay.
I'm a maniac. I use
different. You have different stuff that you apply to different areas of the body because you understand how your skin is. So
I do. Yes, yeah. And I use vitamin E.
Right.
Oil,
right.
And it actually fights off UV damage.
Cool.
Vitamin E does.
Okay. So. You know what else fights off UV damage?
What?
Melatonin and creatine.
Yeah, you were telling me about melatonin. What about that?
I have been telling people about topical melatonin for the past 2 years. The people have come to me with certain issues and ailments, and I've said, get some melatonin tablets, pulverize them into fine powder, add them to a vitamin E oil, and rub them on the skin in the area that you're having your problem. Because I understand the power of melatonin, okay? Well, now, just recently, 3 watershed studies have been done that show that melatonin can actually reverse UV damage, completely reverse it, and
quickly.
And so you're going to, I mark my words, in the upcoming months, you're going to see Nivea and all these other companies coming out with the addition of melatonin in their lotions and creams to help reverse UV damage. And let's face why it is. There is no stronger milligram for milligram antioxidant in the world that actually can get into every cell on the body, including into the brain, than melatonin.
Now, if you take it orally...
Sure.
Does that, okay.
Absolutely. If you're using melatonin at night to help you sleep, you're also benefiting from the additional melatonin in the body, which gets to the skin. Melatonin is actually produced in the skin through an enzymatic conversion cascade.
Pineal gland.
Well, the pineal gland produces it in the brain, yes. But melatonin is also produced in the skin. Remember we said
the skin is very complex.
The skin is like a gland. It produces its own melatonin. And when it stops producing that melatonin, that is when you start to see the advanced aging of the skin. Interesting enough, they did studies on golden hamsters, and they transgenically created hamsters that did not produce this enzymatic cascade in the skin that produced melatonin, and their skin aged tenfold faster than the regular hamsters. So melatonin's on the horizon for protecting the skin.
Okay, next one, vitamin A.
Ah.
You like vitamin A
I
and
love
cod
vitamin
liver
A.
oil.
Yes, vitamin A and vitamin D must be taken together. I've got the religion now.
It helps fight inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
You know that already.
Mm-hmm.
Spinach.
Ah.
Yeah.
Good source of vitamin A.
Very good source of vitamin A.
Right, right.
Okay, walnuts.
Guess what walnuts have in them?
Omega-3 fatty acids.
And melatonin.
And vitamin E.
And melatonin.
And melatonin?
Yes. Look up, do some research on walnuts. You'll find out walnuts and... Certain cherries from Minnesota.
The dark cherries.
Yeah, they have they have melatonin in them.
I know. They
trace
help.
Trace amounts.
Should you eat those before you go to bed?
Well, they have trace amounts, very small amounts. So it's not the kind of melatonin that you're going to, like, it's not a milligram. It's probably hundreds of microgram, hundredths of a microgram. But they have melatonin in them.
Oh, almonds and hazelnuts.
I love hazelnuts.
And I love almonds.
Yeah.
Carlos Cardenas sent us some almonds. Those are really good.
So
and pistachios, good. And the pistachios are on here, too.
Oh, great. I'm glad, because I love pistachios. Who knew I was doing all these good things for my skin? I thought I was just engorging myself with things I loved.
Dark chocolate.
Another thing I love.
70% or higher. You actually should have higher than 70% cocoa, but it has flavonoids in it.
Okay.
How about yogurt? Oh, that yogurt that the Amish farmer is he?
He's a Mennonite. Yeah, we get our raw milk yogurt now along with our raw milk. Isn't it delicious?
Oh my goodness, it is so good.
And it's only $2 for a quart.
And you can't get Greek yogurt that cheap.
This is better than Greek yogurt.
It tastes so much better.
Yeah.
And of course the calcium, which is key for strong nails and teeth.
Okay.
And it has zinc in it as well.
Cool.
Tomatoes. Did your mother ever tell you a tomato a day keeps the dermatologist away?
No, she didn't, but we did eat a lot of tomatoes.
The lycopene. And red bell peppers also have lycopene in them.
Okay.
Did you know that paprika comes from red bell peppers?
No, I didn't know that. I always thought paprika was a form of cayenne pepper.
It comes from red bell peppers.
So they dry out red bell peppers and pulverize it. That's how they make paprika.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like that? Who knew?
But anyway, the lycopene from tomatoes help protect your skin from the UV damage.
Okay.
The cooked tomatoes are better for you, and have them with a little bit of olive oil. Because your body can absorb it more readily.
Oh, and then you got more
and then you
EFAs.
Get the olive.
Yeah, you got more of your essential fatty
right.
acids. Okay.
We already talked about vitamin C and
yes.
green tea. I love green tea. We
yes.
got some from Peter Rouse. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
And
by the way, Dr. Rouse has all these things on his website now. If you go to afperformancecenter.com and click the store, all these products that he has such a wide variety
melatonin
of products.
Melatonin spray.
I mean, everything. He's got everything now.
So anyway, the green tea has polyphenols in it, mm-hmm. and the
catechins. Yeah, right.
that helps your prevent skin cancer.
Right.
So,
and of course, vitamin D.
Yeah.
Vitamin D. Can't forget vitamin D because it's actually manufactured in the skin for a reason.
Exactly. Oh. And I drink a couple cups of hot green tea every day.
I know you're real good about that. I'm drinking one right now, actually.
Are you?
Yeah, Zen tea from. Tazo.
Tazo Zen.
Which is green.
Yep. And Peter does have that green tea that he sent us is really good.
Yeah, very fresh.
And anything else you want to add to the nutrients?
The other thing is
sweet potatoes.
Really?
Beta carotene.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And they're good. Bodybuilders like to eat those. And the other thing is creatine. Creatine
yes.
is now in a lot of mainstream products made by companies like Nivea. Creatine has also been shown to halt UV damage. And what it comes down to is not just antioxidants, but when we talk about the skin, we keep saying it's a factory. Well, the cells of this factory need energy. All the things that we do, CoQ10, creatine, and now melatonin, all these things that we do to enhance the function of our body enhances the function of your skin. The problem is, getting it to go from the inside the body to the skin sometimes is a little trickier. So sometimes you have to use topicals. It would be a great idea if people would start to use take their lotions and start mixing their creatine and their CoQ10 right into them and rubbing it on their skin once in a while. I don't say you do it all the time,
uh-huh.
but I mean adequate amounts. I know that a lot of these companies are including it. I just question how much they actually include. That's
right.
The thing.
How much is in there?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about the flip side for a second.
Okay.
People who eat like fast food and things that have so much chemicals and fried foods, how bad that is for your skin.
Bad for your skin, bad for your breath.
bad for your teeth, bad for everything.
Yeah. The old adage, what you are, what you eat, is really more true than ever. Really more true than ever.
Yes.
So now, do you want to talk about sauna for a moment?
Sure.
I know you're a big proponent of sauna. You sauna just about every day now, don't you?
I try to. I don't always get in there every day, but I love the sauna. And the sauna is so good for your skin. It
right.
detoxifies your body, cleanses your pores out so they don't get larger.
Right. Good stuff. I like the sauna. I just don't have the chance to get in it as often as I like to. I should start doing it right after I work out at the gym because they have a sauna there as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it improves circulation.
Yeah. And improves enzymatic cascades, which is a very, very valuable and important factor in the anti-aging process, whether it's your skin or your organs. Having those enzyme cascades functioning properly is critical. Raising your body temperature as little as 1 degree can actually ramp up enzyme cascades dramatically. So it's important.
And don't you think that sweating is so important for the health of your skin?
Heck yeah. Because your body is like, you're the one who said earlier, before we started the show, the body is what percentage of water?
Between 55 and 75%.
Okay. So when you think of a body of water, excuse me, Think of a puddle and a stream. Which would you rather be, a puddle or a stream?
A stream.
Okay. So let's analyze a puddle and a stream. A puddle has an amount of water deposited in it and has no new water influx and no old water outflux. It's just stagnant. A stream is constant moving of water. There's a constant influx of new water. There's a constant outflux of old water. So in order for you to be a stream, you have to be drinking lots of water, and you have to be ridding your body of lots of water. And that's not just through urination. It's through sweating as well. So I say to everybody, you want to be healthier, you want to have healthy skin, you want to be a healthier person, you need to be a stream. You need to be drinking lots of water and expelling lots of water. And the ways we expel it are urination and sweating. So, yes, I agree with you that sweating is critical, critical.
Yes, it is.
Did you like that?
I did like that. Thank you.
Okay.
So I have a little bit of information for people with ink, as you call it.
tattoos. Okay, yeah, okay.
So it's important to keep the skin around the tattoos moisturized, especially during the first few weeks after you get a tattoo.
That's a mistake I made when I was a kid.
And it says look for a moisturizing emollient that has petroleum in it, like petroleum jelly, Vaseline.
Right.
Also, you should use sunblock on it to keep it from fading.
Cool. Okay. And I did. I got a tattoo when I was 15 or 16 years old and immediately went to the beach I got it in the summertime, which was a mistake, and all of the red faded out in it by the end of the summer.
Really?
It was all gone. Yeah. There's very little color left in my tattoo as a result of that. So there you go. All right. What else do we have to cover?
Do you want to talk about a couple tips that I have for like fingernails and things like that?
Yeah, we can talk about that.
No, well, just if you have really dry, chapped hands.
Right.
Soak your hands in a bath of baby oil and sesame seed oil together.
Interesting.
Yeah. It really helps to relieve chapped hands.
And I have
like
that.
People who work outside or if you're lifting and you're feeling like you're getting calluses.
If you're doing lots of heavy deadlifts and you're doing lots of heavy farmer's walks and you're not using chalk and you're not wearing gloves, look at my hands.
Yes.
I mean, my hands are disgusting now. I mean, I have all of these calluses that are just torn open every time I go to the gym. So I should use baby oil and sesame seed oil.
A mixture, and then soak your hands in it.
And yes. Then put gloves on and go to sleep with them.
You can do that, or you can put a hand cream on and then put the gloves on.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Just the one thing I wanted to say about the nails is the cuticles. Remember the commercial with Palmolive with Madge, and they used to soak their hands in dishwashing detergent?
Oh, yeah. Madge was working at the nail salon, and then the people would be sitting there talking to her.
Uh-huh. Well, it really does work. If you mix a cup of water and a teaspoon of dishwashing liquid, it will soften your cuticles.
Or you could just wash your dishes by hand. Instead of putting them in the dishwasher.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Kill two birds with one stone. Okay.
Yeah.
What else do we have to talk about, Elisa Profumo, when it comes to skincare?
I think we're getting close to the end here.
Okay. You let me know, because then what I want to do is just go ahead and take one last commercial break and come back, and I have a couple emails that I want to read.
Did you want to talk about the flax seeds?
Oh, yes. That's a good tip. This is probably more for women than men, but if you have weak chipping nails... Weak nails, and you want to make them stronger. This is a secret that I learned working on the racetrack. When a horse developed quarter cracks or problems with his hooves, we would take the hoof and we would get flaxseed, just raw flaxseed, whole flaxseed, mix it with water, stir it up, and it gets jelly-like. It gets gooey. And we'd put that in an oat bag and put it around their hoof and then tie the oat bag up so it was like a little boot. It would keep the flaxseed. Keep the hoof bathed in flaxseed for the whole night until the next day we came in to take the bandage off the horse. Well, the hoof would heal in a week. All the cracks would be gone. It's amazing. It's magic. If you have weak nails and you want to make them stronger, when you're sitting around watching television, get a little Tupperware bowl, fill it up with about maybe a half a cup of flaxseed, and then cover that flaxseed with water, just so that the water comes up to the level of the flaxseed, and stir it around a little bit with your hands, and then sit with your fingers in it while you're watching television, and switch hands every now and then, and try to do that for an hour. And in days, you'll see that your nails will get stronger. Flaxseed is magic when it comes to nails. So there you go. That's my flaxseed tip. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about some listener emails that we have. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
Finally, a bovine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bovine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM bovine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit rlssupplements.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It is Casual Friday. We are going to cover some listener emails. This first one I have to talk about is from a fellow named Max, who emailed me three emails. And I tried to email him back, but every time I send him an email, it comes back to me. It says that the email address is no good. So, Max, I'm not going to give your last name out, but you know who you are. You sent me a bunch of questions about peptides. I'm going to try to answer them as best as I can right now. Okay. First of all, 80 micrograms of IGF-1 long R3 pre-workout and 200 micrograms of pegylated mechanogrowth factor on the off days is fine. That's a good amount. I'm using 150 micrograms of IGF-1 pre-workout and 200 micrograms of MGF in a similar protocol, but that's a good way to go. As far as running it for 4 weeks, I don't think you have to stop it for 4 weeks. We're not talking about the type of hormone that is going to challenge your endocrine system and shut you down of anything. These peptides have very, very short half-lives in the body, even though they're manipulated to last longer than their parent peptides, you know, 7 hours, they disappear. And so they're not going to cause you any problems with producing your own growth hormone or anything like that. So I would say that you don't have to run it for 4 weeks. You can run it for as long as you want and see how it goes. And also, if you're on testosterone replacement therapy now and you're wondering if this is going to show up when they test you for your TRT levels, no. They're going to be testing for testosterone, maybe DHEA, probably estradiol. And really, these peptides don't show up. That's part of the problem that the NC2A is having with trying to test athletes for growth hormone and growth hormone derivatives like IGF-1 long R3. Okay. And then reading from your second email that I like to take way post-workout with my BCAAs and my IGF-1 long R3 pre-workout, I'm sorry. No, I don't think you need anything else. You don't need carbs if you're using a good whey protein because it's going to give you glucose through gluconeogenesis pre-workout. I would say the BCAAs are critical along with the whey protein when using IGF-1 long R3. That's my humble opinion. I know a lot of people say that's ridiculous. You're getting enough BCAAs. Well, by adding the BCAAs along with the shot and the drink, it floods your body with those BCAAs because they go right from the lining of your stomach into your bloodstream, and the IGF-1 is hitting you at the same time. If you don't use BCAAs and you just use the whey protein, you do run the risk of some momentary hypoglycemic episodes, in my opinion, because the IGF-1 will hit your system quicker. It'll have an insulin mimetic effect. It'll start clearing all the glucose out of your bloodstream, and if there's something not coming up with glucose shortly after, you're going to feel hypoglycemic, a little lightheaded. It's happened to me. So the BCAAs with the whey protein and the IGF-1 work best pre-workout. You have any questions so far?
I have one question
for you.
It's from Mathis.
Okay.
Keep in mind
Mathias.
I'm sorry. Keep in mind he's 20 years old.
Okay.
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 There would not be a negative feedback loop such as decreased pituitary output from taking one of the GHRPs like there would be from taking legitimate growth hormone, would there? Because I was under the impression that a GHRP would be similar to HCG. You would take it to kickstart your pituitary again after taking real growth hormone. Is this accurate?
I don't think that it's necessary to kickstart your pituitary. There's no evidence that you have to kickstart your pituitary after using real growth hormone. Again, these peptides, especially the real parent peptides, growth hormone has an amazingly short half-life. The body pulses it, and it disappears in moments. So if you're using real growth hormone, the area under the curve of release is probably a little bit more because you're creating a depot in your skin that's leaching into your body at a much slower rate than what your pituitary would perform. I don't think that it's really necessary for a post-cycle therapy like you would use with a testosterone derivative to kick your natural growth hormone levels back into gear. I think just staying off growth hormone for maybe a week will kick it right back into gear. And so,
but he's not taking growth.
No, I understand. Now, to answer the question entirely, GHRP is not necessary if you're in your 20s because your body's already raging growth hormone. You're probably producing naturally the equivalent of 2 or 3 IUs a day. If somebody was injecting 2 or 3 IUs a day, your body is raging growth hormone right now. You don't need growth hormone. You probably need calories more than anything else. The biggest mistake I see young guys using that they turn around, they go, you know, I'm not growing. I think I'm going to try a pro hormone. I think I'm going to try growth hormone. No. If you're training hard, if you're getting proper sleep, adequate sleep, and if you start eating 3,000 to 4,000 calories a day of highly nutrition dense food, like lean proteins and eggs and chicken and beef, and vegetables, and some yams here and there, go sparingly with those, you're going to grow without any drugs at that age, without any drugs at all. I would leave the drugs in the quiver for when you're 30 and 40. So that's my answer there. Did I answer it, you think, or no?
Yes, I think.
Okay. All right. We also have another question from Max, which I tried to answer these questions, Max, but they kept coming back. One more question. How would you store the peptides while working? Should I bring a cooler and leave it in the car and then go inject in my car around 2 o'clock or bring it into work. Well, I generally carry mine into the gym if I've just loaded a syringe and under, and I know that I'm going to take that injection, let's say post-workout in under an hour, let's say. So I think if under an hour, if I'm using a peptide, I think it's safe to leave it unrefrigerated. But all afternoon, definitely you need to keep it refrigerated because some of these peptides, especially IGF-1, long R3, are very, very delicate. And they can become damaged when heat gets excessive. I would say to you to get some of those little freezer packs that you throw back in your freezer and take a paper towel, wrap the insulin syringe in some paper towel, one paper towel, so that it doesn't get frozen from the freezer pack, and just lay them together and leave it in your car. Absolutely. That's a good plan. And I don't think you have to take your MGF at 2 o'clock. I know Professor Filimonov mentioned something about taking it in the afternoon at 2 o'clock. I think you can take your MGF the following day, following morning, after your workout, as long as it's on an off day. That's my humble opinion there. So hopefully I answered all your questions, Max. And if not, email me or Facebook message me because I can't email you back. There you go. Do we have any other questions from anybody else?
I have one here from Eric Payne, but I don't know if you answered it already.
What was the question?
Oh, well, it's a long one. It's looks like a book here.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I don't think I read it all yet. I have to read that one. I know which one you're talking about. Eric, I promise you that I'll get back to you on that. Also, I wanted to point out that Dr. Rouse posted on my Facebook that the royal family has ties to the Nazis and Nazi sympathizers and has quite a bit of information on there.
It's her husband, Queen Elizabeth's husband, right?
Yes, Philip. Yes. Queen Elizabeth's husband has lots of ties to the Nazis and Nazi sympathizers. And
didn't they have to drop his name because of that?
They talked about that. When I read about who the Windsors were, they dropped the original name and went to Windsor because they were afraid that they would be because that's when there was a lot of anti-German sentiment going around. And so they dropped the name, and yes, so that's correct.
What about that you just read on the Internet about how the AP said that Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip should have type of anti-aging protocol?
Yes, yes. This is kind of funny. And the funny thing is that it wasn't supposed to be an article about anti-aging, but what they said was this morning's big royal wedding went off without a hitch. So far, the general takeaway appears to be that Kate's dress was perfect, and the Queen and Prince Philip clearly have access to some secret, powerful anti-aging medicine.
That's what he's 90 years old.
And she's 85.
And didn't you say they drink raw milk?
Randy Roach told me that the royal family only drinks raw unpasteurized milk from the royal cows. They have their own cows that produce their milk. And they drink unpasteurized milk. They do not buy milk from stores.
Well,
that's the royal family. The servants are a different story. The people at work, they're a different story.
Prince Charles needs to drink some of that milk.
I think he is drinking the milk. I think he married he hooked up with Camilla Parker Bowles. It was a mistake. You know, I think she's driving him crazy. That's my opinion. But anyway. Okay. So, what else do we have to talk about, Elisa Profumo?
I think we're coming to an end here, unfortunately.
I hate Friday ends. I love Fridays, but I hate when the show ends. But what are you going to do?
We took it long today.
I know. All right, well, listen, in summary, I want to say to the guys out there who've been listening to the show, you got to employ some of these techniques here, man. You don't want to look like a leatherette, saggy butt guy when you hit 40 and 50. You want to make sure your skin, because your skin has to last your whole life.
Well, when you think about it, I mean, you can cover up your body, but you can't cover up your face.
Yeah, there you go. That's another good point right there. Yep. You know? So start paying a little attention to this sort of stuff. Don't let the women get the upper hand on us. We need to start looking good too, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Elisa, it's always wonderful to have you in the studio. I hear that Dr. Andro wants you to do a show by yourself.
Yes.
Are you going to do it? You just went like that. You look at the, like, oh my God. Are you
Dr. Andro?
would you do a show by yourself? I know the topic is right up your alley. You know the topic.
Mm-hmm.
And would you do the interview by yourself?
Maybe.
Okay. We'll work towards that.
Yes, we are.
We'll work towards that. And if anybody
not
out there.
Not next week, though, because next week is
Derby.
Go, baby, go.
Yes, next week is Derby. We're actually going to be taking off Thursday and Friday of next week.
Yes.
So I'm going to, for the first time in my life, participate in Derby festivities. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, thanks for listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Yes.
And Sunday is Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day to all your all the mothers out there.
All the mothers out there, and also don't forget your mother, okay?
Yes.
Give her a call if she's still around. Wish her a happy Mother's Day. Buy her something. You know what? Buy her some face cream. There you go. Now you're talking. You know, and now you know what to buy, thanks to Elisa. So there you go. All right, we'll see everybody next week.
Bye.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.